from 1 Peter. There is cause for rejoicing here. You may for a time have to suffer the distress of many trials, but this is so that your faith, which is more precious than the passing splendor of fire-tried gold, may by its genuineness lead to praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ appears. Although you have never seen him, you love him. And without seeing, you now believe in him and rejoice with inexpressible joy, touched with glory, because you are achieving faith's goal, your salvation. In this section of Peter's letter, he is encouraging the believers. It's a difficult time. And giving them a new way of looking at what is happening. Not just complaining or wondering if God is present, but recognizing that through these trials, their faith is being purified and strengthened and made whole and beautiful. And that will give them that strength they need to continue to endure in the time of trial, to carry their crosses. And also, it is through the cross that God is achieving that goal for which they deeply desire, which is their salvation. And it's true in life that oftentimes there are trials and tribulations that we have that can be difficult. We can drift from the faith or not have practiced so much or prayed so much because life is going along fine and it is, you know, not too many obstacles and we get busy in life. And then when the trials and the tribulations come, such as people opposed to us, or there's death in the family, something along that line which tests the faith, we may balk at it, may see it as something that shouldn't be. As some might say, well, if God really loves me, then this would not have happened. But we are reminded, as Peter reminded the disciples in his day, that it should happen because as disciples of Jesus, we are following his example, imitating him. But to help people to carry their cross, God has various ways to strengthen them, to increase their faith, to help them, such as letters like this from Peter, or the letter of the Hebrew to the Hebrews, which has many passages encouraging the community which is suffering and giving many examples of faith found in the Old Testament, found in their own community, which they have kind of forgotten. And there are other passages in the scriptures. But God also gives us the example of the saints who themselves went through many trials and tribulations. And certainly our Mother Mary is the greatest example for that, to help us to persevere as they intercede for us, to trust God even in the midst of the trials and tribulations, that God is with us, that he loves us. He has not abandoned us, even if he seems to have disappeared, but he is there. And also, God will give us the example of the followers of some of these saints. Their example, following the example of that saint down to our day, brings them alive for us in our day to help strengthen us. And one of the times of life which can be rather difficult is the end of life. Not necessarily the very end, but the whole stretch as we get older. And in some families, they're unable to take care of the individual for whatever reason that is getting older, and they may reject them and put them in an institution and never see them again. Others are not able to take care of them, but they put them in an institution, go visit them and take care to be with them. But at these times, we can start to fear, to feel lonely, or feel rejected either by family and friends or God. And this is where these different helps come into our life. And today we are celebrating this holy hour and being reminded of the life of Saint Jean Jougan and the Little Sisters of the Poor. And her life really is a sign of hope and a reminder of the dignity of those who are older, and that God loves them. And she, in her life, grew up very poor in France, in the time of great difficulty, born in the time of the French Revolution and the anti-church attitudes and destruction and everything. Sure, her father died when she was only about four, and her mother was taking care of about seven or eight children, all young, by herself, struggling. And through her life, as she grew, she had various little jobs that she would do to try to bring in money. And she always seemed to end up somehow with the elderly and the sick, either because she was following, she worked in the homes of the countess who visited the sick and the elderly, so she followed them, or because she had a devotion to them, recognized their need. And she recognized God calling her to found, as she said, a society that has not yet been developed. And she recognized it was to this elderly and the sick elderly especially. And it was basically she started helping them by welcoming one older woman into her home, her apartment where she was. And as you can imagine, God is not going to let it just be one. And so next thing you know, there's a second one, and then a third and a fourth. So she had to get a bigger apartment. Then she found an old convent that wasn't being used, so she could put 40 of them in there. And this continued, women joined her, and they became the congregation of the Little Sisters of the Poor. But her feast day is yesterday, so that's why she's being remembered today. But the end of her life is also very important. In those days, the church appointed these superior generals and overseers of a congregation, especially women's congregations. And the bishop assigned this priest to be the superior general. And for whatever reason, I'm not quite sure what it was, he didn't really like Jean Jougan. They would beg for all of their resources. So he put her out of the house, and all she was to do was go on the street and beg. And she did it. For 27 years, she was basically pushed aside. As the congregation grew, by the time she got towards the end of her life, when she was about 85, 86 years old, there were over 2,400 Little Sisters of the Poor. And most of them did not know that she was the foundress. But an investigation happened for some reason, and that priest was removed, and she was able to come back into the congregation more fully and take over again. And never complained, never doubted God, but always had the cheerful and joyful aspect helping those who are elderly and the sick, so that they will know that God loves them, that this is a temporary cross, but that it is something precious because it is strengthening their faith, that they too will know that God is leading them through this cross to that which they desire, their salvation. And so we pray for, through the intercession of Jinzhuang, for the Little Sisters of the Poor. We pray for all the sick elderly, especially those who are abandoned by their families and friends, who are lonely, that they find such institutions like the homes of the Little Sisters of the Poor, or others who are inspired by their good example, so that they too can know God's love. They have the strength and the courage to carry their cross, and that God will lead them through this cross into that great promise of eternal life.